every Wednesday, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
And I should say, happy Valentine's Day, Kimberly.
Oh, thanks, Mike. You too.
We have been discussing, actually, through January and February, a great topic as a New Year's kickoff, 13 things mentally strong people don't do.
Mm-hmm. And this is based on the beautiful work of Amy Morin. And here's number 9. They don't resent other people's successes. And number 10, they don't give up after their first failure. So here's number 9. Mentally strong families can appreciate and celebrate other people's success in life. They don't grow jealous or feel cheated when others surpass them. Instead, they recognize that success comes with hard work and they're willing to work hard for their own chance at success. So this is such a beautiful thing to model to our children. Sometimes it's easy to avoid feeling resentful when everything's going really well. But, Mike, it's a much trickier when you or your children are struggling. That's when it can be, where resentment can really start to set in. It takes hard work and persistence to keep your feelings in check when you're struggling to reach your goals while those around you are reaching theirs. So here's what's helpful. Practice and model for your children celebrating other people's accomplishments. Focus on your children's strengths. Help your kids practice cooperating rather than competing all the time. What's not helpful? Imagining how much better everybody else's life must be. Constantly comparing you or your children to other people. Diminishing other people's achievements, or treating everyone like they are your direct competition. Tip number 10, mentally strong families don't give up after the first failure. So failure is not a reason to give up in strong families. Instead, they use failure as a chance to grow and improve. They're willing to keep trying until they get it right. So what's helpful? Viewing failure as a learning opportunity. Most of us have heard that a lot, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing it and doing it are two different things.
So true.
So we need to resolve to try again when your first attempt is not successful. Some of my favorite stories that my husband has told my daughter is about his failures and putting her failures in perspective, because she can see the finish or the finish line for her dad.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, like how many times, you have to take a course in high school or university, or how many jobs you try for and they don't turn out, but you keep going. And then what does happen in the future? And then here's what to avoid, what's not helpful. Allowing failure to make you stop reaching for your goals, telling yourself, it's a lost cause if your first attempt is not successful, and quitting because you can't tolerate the discomfort of failure, or refusing to participate in tasks or activities or sports or games where you know you are likely not to excel.
Some good info there again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all relate to a lot of these things on the helpful and not helpful list. So it's great that you're sharing this.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We're all getting better together.
Yes, I've learned so much from reading this book, and I just was so excited to share it with Shine listeners.
Yeah, that's very awesome. Eckert Center, share a little bit about that.
Well, we are a full-service center for families, and we've been in operation since 2001, and we provide counseling, assessment, and educational services, and you can attend in-person appointments at Eckert Center in the North location, and our South location is in partnership with Stillwater Psychology, and of course, you can do your services online, which is a very convenient option for people, and I encourage you to check us out at eckertcenter.com.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. I'll encourage you to also check out shinefm.com on our contest page, your chance to win a gift certificate for a free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team. So check that out, a contest page, shinefm.com.